Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are trying to navigate the coronavirus chaos as best we can here. And, you know, the thing is, well, first of all, before we get to some creative ways the dive industry members are taking advantage of the situation or trying to make the best of it, I should point out on Facebook Live, where you can plainly see myself, CJ, and Bubble Boy, that Bubble Boy has put the gas mask back on, but I believe it doesn't have anything to do with the coronavirus and more to do with the fact of what CJ had for lunch today. Is that right?
That is exactly right, Greg.
Okay. So just so we've clarified that, I didn't want to alarm anybody who was watching us on Facebook Live today.
Those are all, that's fake news.
What?
I did not rip ass.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Bubble Boy?
One of you did.
Okay. We'll just leave that one lie. All right. Which brings us to a more constructive and productive conversation, and that would be with Lita, who is, she is the founder of Lita's No-See-Em No More Natural Insect Repellent. She is on Scuba Radio right now. Lita, welcome. How are you? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did I apologize in advance? Because I think I should before we continue much further, okay?
Oh, no apologies needed.
Okay. Is that Lita Ford?
No, that would be Lita.
Oh, sorry. It's hard to hear with this mask on.
Yeah, well.
That's my twin.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, Lita is, you know, she contacted me earlier this week, and she said, hey, Greg, we have this idea, or we have a situation. You know, we make this natural insect repellent, but we also have a hand sanitizer, and we have a stash of it right now, and a lot of people are having problems getting their hands on this, literally, because it's sold out everywhere. You go to the local grocery store or whatever, and you can't buy this stuff. It's tough to find even on Amazon stuff. And then, you know, the backup solution is to, you know, there's these Google recipes that you can find out about and make your own, which some people have been doing. But even those ingredients are becoming more and more difficult to even come by. So Lita reached out to me, and she said, hey, we have a lot of this product in stock as we speak right now that we need to get out, if nothing else, to the dive industry. And if you're having trouble getting your hands on some hand sanitizer, all you have to do is reach out to Lita and the gang, and you guys can hook them up. Is that right?
That's right. We have, we're shipping in bundles of one, two, or three bottles at a time because this product can only be shipped ground. So if people want more than three, I can do that, but I will only ship three to a box to comply with the shipping regulations. So we have available for anybody who wants it. It's on the website at litasallnatural.com. And when you click shop, go to hand sanitizers, and it'll take you right there to that site. And I believe you also have a banner on your website, Greg, where it directs them right to the location on my website.
Well, we do. So if you see Lita's natural hand sanitizer, there's a link to it right there at scubaradio.com. But your website is what, if they want to go directly to it, is what again?
Litasallnatural.com. So it's Litas. Followed by the words allnatural.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But so either way, you get to our website and you can order it right there online, and you're literally ready to ship as we speak. You can literally process this order If you're hearing this for the first time and you're having a problem getting your hands on this stuff, they will get it shipped out to you, you know, within 24 hours, and you'll have it by probably, well, you know, today's Saturday, probably get there, you know, Monday or Tuesday, depending on how fast the mail can get to you. So it's, you know, one of those situations where she's like, hey, we have a stock. A lot of people are having trouble getting access to this stuff. Maybe we can help them out. And the bonus is, you know, you can buy more than one bottle if you need it. And there's like volume discounts if you buy two and three and that kind of thing. But the other bonus that you're doing right now is with your natural insect repellent, which is what we've talked about before. You have like a little combo package. So if you want to get your hand sanitizer, but then also maybe, you know, try out this natural insect repellent, you can hook them up. Right, Lita?
Right. What I'm doing as a promotion, and in fact, I'm starting to keep it going, ongoing, is like when you buy a travel set of the natural insect repellent, this is designed for that if you need to, you can carry it on and it's completely TSA compliant, everything that's in the set. And because all the bottles are 3 ounces or less, and the maximum that TSA requires is 3.4. So anybody who buys a travel set of the insect repellent is going to get a free bottle of hand sanitizer.
Well, there you go. That's not a bad deal right there. Yeah. So, and it's good stuff. I got to say, I've used the insect repellent before. I know Lita from, you know, being at the dive shows over the last few years. She does great work. And, you know, she's one of those cool little, you know, startup operations. I think we met out in California at the Long Beach Dive Show years ago, and you've actually grown into a nice little, company. And she's a, you know, she obviously likes working with divers because you need some of that insect repellent when you're cruising to some of the islands and doing some diving. So the hand sanitizer, have you always had this and just had this stash of it? Or was it something that you said, hey, I can whip this stuff up pretty quick and maybe help out a few folks? What was the deal?
Well, basically, a couple of weeks ago, one of my customers wrote me and she brought to my attention that there's starting to become a shortage of the hand sanitizer. And mm-hmm. she asked, with the various supplies you have in your shop, do you think you can make some? And so I looked up what the minimum requirements were for hand sanitizer, and all I had to do is buy the alcohol and right. the aloe vera gel.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to stay ahead of industry. I'm constantly looking every day to see, okay, where can I get it? And what's a reasonable price? And how long will it take to come in? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to have like a rolling order come through so that I can not only help all the retail customers, but I'm also helping businesses. Like they're starting to order cases of this product. And yeah. so I'm trying to keep the orders minimal so I can meet the demands of everybody.
Well, exactly. And just for the record, I mean, you may think, are we giving some big sales pitch? No, we're not. I mean, Lita has the product. She's not looking to, you know, get filthy rich or anything by jacking up the prices, which, you know, a bottle of hand sanitizer on eBay right now is ridiculous. It's right up there with toilet paper. It's insane what they're charging for a little bottle of hand sanitizer. She's not doing that. She has the stash. She has the capability of making this stuff, and it's she's making it available. And once again, this goes back to what I was saying earlier in the show, that, you know, we need to look at creative ways to support our dive industry members. So if you're a diver, here's a company that is part of the dive industry, been working in the dive industry with insect repellent, natural insect repellent for years. And this would be a way for you to help yourself and also help a member of our industry. It's kind of a Correct. Win-win from my perspective. And once again, you know, you're not getting gouged. She just has access to the chemicals that everybody's having problems getting right now. So she's trying to fulfill a need. And so I don't see any way. I mean, this just looks like such a great opportunity for anyone listening right now to support the activity we love and help yourself in the process. These are the kind of creative solutions we need to exploit right now. I would assume you agree with me, right, Lita?
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Yeah. I agree. And if anybody wants to, you know, contact me directly, just email me at info@litasallnatural.com and you'll be getting a response the same day.
Well, there you go. Well, Lita, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. We wish you the best. And once again, you can look for her banner ads right there at scubaradio.com or go to litasallnatural.com website and order today and take advantage of it. You're doing great work. I'll let you get back and you know, get working on fulfilling all those orders that I know that are rolling in right now. Okay, Lita?
Thanks, Greg, and thanks for help spreading the word to help everybody out there. Yes. I really appreciate it.
Well, hey, no worries whatsoever. Anytime. There you go. Lita's natural hand sanitizer. That's what we're talking about right there. Wait, Bubble Boy, you need some of that.
It was Lita's All Naturals, right?
Yes. Is that natural. What they said?
All Natural or Naturals?
Oh, now you're screwing with me.
Because I went to Lita's Naturals, and that was a completely different.
Oh, side. Yeah. Yeah. Don't confuse them, Bubble
Put
Boy.
Put an eye
Jeez.
Out, kid.
Put your mask back on. He made so much more sense when we couldn't understand him. Wouldn't you agree, CJ?
Always.
Yeah. All right. But there's banner ads right there at scubaradio.com if you're having trouble finding it. But Lita does great work. And we always see her at the Scuba Show, which is scheduled for the end of May. Will it happen? We hope. But God knows what will happen at this point. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba, scuba. What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know me.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and this could be one of those million-dollar ideas. It's not, you know, a noble effort like Lita is doing it, LitasAllNatural.com for the hand sanitizer. But Keith in the Scuba Radio Facebook page wants to know where his Scuba Radio toilet paper is. And I'm like, hey, that would be quite the business to get into right now, literally. You hear what I'm saying? What do you think, boys?
Would it have a big picture of you on each sheet?
Well, I think it would rotate through each member of the show, like the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
Now, wait a minute. We can't be seen, but you're going to put our pictures out there.
No, he's going to put our pictures on toilet paper.
Yeah.
Greg, right. That's just not right.
Well, I mean, it'd turn into kind of like a game.
There's already demand.
Yeah. Obviously, they're asking for it. These divers.
Give the people what they want, Greg.
That's what I'm just saying.
Give the people what they want.
Just because Keith Garner, yes, I'm calling him out,
yeah,
wants TP of us, that's not right.
Yeah. No,
that's a fan.
No. Wait, look. Let's get a better opinion of this idea. Yeah, Mermaid Kristen would probably be the only...
She's drunk.
Well, I know, but...
I am not.
But what do you think about that, Kristen? If we put everybody's face on a roll of toilet paper and then, you know, sold these as like a promotional item for like Scuba Radio.
Everyone's Scuba Radio Scuba Squad's face?
Yeah,
that means
exactly.
You too, Kristen.
I don't know if I'd want people like wiping with my face on it, but maybe with like Jerry's face.
Well...
Whoa!
Can you feel the love right now amongst the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad?
I love Jerry to death, but I do actually think that might actually be a good selling point.
Yeah, you know,
what his voice is.
Yeah. You're yelling, Kristen.
Sorry, calm. I apologize.
Yeah, let's turn it down just a little bit. Dial it back.
She's drunk.
No, she's the only voice of reason.
She's in a bar.
I wanted to get a female perspective, which basically says, you know, hey, it sounds like a great idea. I don't want you to use me for such a promotional item, but for the rest of these losers, oh, yeah. So you would buy it is what you're trying to say, Kristen, right?
I think I would buy it, yes. If it had, like, everyone else's face on it, but not my own, I think I would buy it.
Why don't you just put the logo
just, like,
on it?
Maybe just, like, Scuba Radio logo.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You think we ought to be more... I just thought it'd turn it into, like, a game show kind of thing. Like, because you never know, you know, whatever time you went in there, hey, who's it going to be today?
It's like a slot machine.
Who wins?
Joker!
Yeah, that's right. And I'm just saying, I think there could be, you might as well turn the activity into a fun thing.
Oh, look, I got Captain Walt.
Who'd you get today, CJ? Bubble Boy.
I got Jimmy the Skidmark.
Oh, golly.
His alter ego, Skidmark.
$1 million ideas.
Oh, God.
Down the toilet or the show not. Goes.
Yeah, well, hey. It's just what we do to amuse ourselves during our service.
Oh, you know what?
Level.
Then we could all be reunited with the sea monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it all's going to end up there anyway.
Full circle, the circle of life.
Yeah, Greg, let me ask you a question. Greg,
go ahead. Barry has the floor. Go.
Is this going to be one of those soft two plies type or the really crappy one ply hard?
Why do we care, Barry? What is
it? No one's going to buy if it's a one ply.
20 grit sandpaper, Barry.
Uh-huh.
It's the kind with the plywood part still in it, Barry.
Okay.
Barry, we have bidets and all the heads here at the Gomez Hilton, so you don't even need TP.
Yes.
Greg thought those were showers the first time.
All right.
You can always insert the empty tube. No paper needed.
Paper right now,
yeah.
If people would buy it.
Okay. If you say so.
Everyone says so mine.
Hey, okay,
see,
just
she's
know.
Drunk. Well, she even mute it.
She has friends that you know she can suggest if she doesn't want to.
I was suggesting it, and he said yes. He said it was a great idea.
Okay, well there you go. See her handler, her mermaid wrangler.
I don't have a handler.
You have a mermaid wrangler, don't you?
Yeah.
No,
just a TP consultant that you
refer. Yes, a TP consultant.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, you know, look, this is what happens when you have too long of a...
With your face.
When divers have too much surface interval time.
Yeah.
You come up with these kind of conversations, and it is what it is. But whatever we can do to amuse ourselves and promote. But, you know, as crazy as it sounds... If you just think, if we had a stash of Scuba Radio toilet paper right now, we'd be millionaires.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we?
If you had enough.
Why were we thinking? Where were you guys?
Especially if you had the,
what? Yes, okay.
Greg,
the mermaid collection. That's what you need.
Yeah, yeah.
The mermaid collection.
Yeah, okay. Casey, what do you think? What?
I find it interesting that you say we would be millionaires when we don't get anything out of, we are just Your underlings.
Wee.
Okay. We well, at least
free
at least,
roll of toilet paper.
At least he knows his place.
He's just trying to be inclusive.
I've told you, Greg. It's all about
the. I have an idea. Why don't we pick the ultimate travel destination when this ban is lifted, and everybody could come dive with us?
Heck yeah! Oh hey yeah! I mean, you know, that's the thing. You do have to plan now for the future. Because we're going to have all this pent-up demand to go dive, and everybody is in the same boat.
Bimini.
Could be Bimini. Could be, you know, you might have to dive local.
I'm down for Bimini, but I'm also down for diving local.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's
the
thing.
The keys.
You got to take advantage of the local diving in your area, whether it's a spring or a quarry. Yeah, go ahead, Casey.
I'm on a Blue Heron Bridge while I'm down there.
Blue Heron Bridge. He wants to do Blue Heron Bridge. Man, that's a good idea down in West Palm Beach. And she, Bubble Boy has an idea, man.
Well, yes, you know, Greg, before there was toilet paper in France, they had the Bichon Frise.
Oh, golly.
But seriously, if you go to the store, buy the 1900 HEPA filter air conditioning filters, cut them up into masks. I've already done that.
Really? Yes. That's not a bad little survival tip, I think.
You heard it first here at Scuba Radio.
Bubble Boy is ironically getting more coherent the more he drinks. What's up with
that?
That's
how it works.
That's it.
It's like the Benjamin Button of alcoholics.
You might have something there. All right.
The Button of Benjamin.
We'll navigate some more of this nonsense next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And by the way, did I mention we're the world's most popular or most downloaded scuba theme podcast in the world?
Awesome.
Yeah. Just by default, we realized a couple weeks ago that we've been doing this show for so long that not by any plan of our own, but we've been doing it longer than anyone in the advent of podcasting. Came along when, after we had done, started broadcasting Scuba Radio. And then next thing you know, hey, you guys realize you got more downloads than any other Scuba themed podcast in the world? I'm like, well, I guess we do. Thank you. So, well, I guess we'll take that and a roll of toilet paper.
Suck it, losers.
Yeah. So anyway, we came up with some ideas that we'll file away accordingly for our next pandemic. And that is to stock up on Scuba Radio toilet paper.
I like it.
Yeah. Could be the next thing. Next big thing.
Wannabes.
What's that, Jerry?
They're wannabes. They want to be like us.
Who? People that own toilet paper?
No. The people with the podcast.
Oh, right. Well, no, that's okay. That's fine. You know, the more the merrier. But I'm just saying, we just realized this a couple weeks ago. We're like, well, I guess that's true. I guess maybe we ought to, take that... That torch and run with it, huh?
They don't got Jerry the Diver.
Sounds like another award we should have.
There you go. So, anyway, but I hear Mermaid Kristen had to split. She's flying down to Florida. So, next week we may hear about some of her local diving exploits if she can navigate that accordingly. I mean, once again, that's what you're going to have to do right now. If you want to dive, you got to just look at your local situation. And there is diving everywhere on the planet. Sure, it's nice to go to a cool Caribbean island or somewhere deep in the Pacific in some exotic locale. But don't forget those local quarries and stuff. If you can get access to them, now's the time, to still get your diving fix and not be, and I got a few other tips.
Don't be a landlubber.
Yeah, that's the point. At least keep your head mentally in the game. We'll tell you how next. Okay.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Hey, come on in. Water's fine.
Give me good water. Give me good water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so we've talked about promotional ideas. You know, divers are putting on their scuba gear and using that as a protective layer when they go in and get groceries. At least I saw that picture on Facebook. I know it was a hoax. So let's be real. But you know what? Who's to say that wouldn't actually work? Bubble Boy, you are...
CJ told me $5 get you two for the hose.
That's not what I said.
You sure?
My wetsuit. $5, I love you long time.
Okay.
There you go. That's all right. That might be more accurate.
The wetsuit would be a little hot.
Well, it depends on where you are. If you're up north,
I'd be wearing a wetsuit. Maybe a rash guard.
Well, you need to be fully clothed and dive a gear. It would be your safety barrier. If you want to be creative, why not? Who's going to, they're going to look at you goofy. Wow. And then your picture's going to go viral, like that picture that we posted on Facebook, on our Scuba Radio Facebook page. I mean, it's a unique use of your dive gear while you can't use it, maybe, diving. You're right. It's too hot, maybe here in Florida, but up north, say you're in Minnesota, and it's still cold. You could put on a 5 mil wetsuit, go into the local dive store, hood and the whole thing.
A dry suit's almost like a hazmat suit, isn't it?
Kind of. Yeah.
So what do you think? Of you divers out there got hazmat suits.
Does any member of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad even have a dry suit? Or Casey, do you have one?
You are the
Not
only
since
one,
moving Greg. To Florida. I got rid of my dry suit when I stopped diving in Washington State.
Gotcha. Yeah, I do have a dry suit, the driest suit in the world. Because it's never been in the water.
Well, perfect. You should wear that.
But it did get wet.
How? You know what this time with the coronavirus is perfect for?
What is that, Casey?
It's time to get your equipment tuned up.
I agree.
Perfect time to get everything tuned up and ready, because when it's over, it's time to hit the water.
Time to suck in hoses.
Well, and the thing is, if you do have, that downtime, if you're one of those people that have been furloughed, and you've been told to stay at home because of the job that you hold, you might as well take advantage of the time, once again, to do maintenance on your gear, but also maybe scour the internet and maybe get up to speed on some, new dive computer or dive BC regulator. Just kind of take a look if you haven't, surfed around to see what's out there, if you haven't bought any new stuff.
You can always call Mountain Divers, and we will hook you up.
You will consult. And help them out. Or you will, both. Okay. You'll tell them what they should get.
But it's definitely time to upgrade and tune up and get all your gear ready. You're not using it right now. Get it ready.
Yeah, that's right. And keep your head in the game. If you can't dive local for whatever reason, because they're telling you to stay hunkered down and not go out, you can listen to the Scuba Radio at least for a couple hours or catch up on an episode or two if you haven't listened. As religiously as you should, because obviously.
So you're saying as a sleep aid?
Well, you could use it in that capacity, but no, I was saying it more like, your life, your scuba diving life should center around this show. Let's be honest.
You could download our podcast.
Right. But if you're, one of those very few people that have a tendency to put things off and you miss the live show, or say, for instance, you started eating while we were doing it and got distracted. Who the hell was that?
Tic Tacs.
Who was it?
Vinny.
Sorry.
Busted. Oh, golly. No,
two tanks, no mute button.
Pick up your dive manual and read it.
Yes,
Two tanks and fresh breath.
Barry,
I've got four full tanks right now and a boat full of fuel. So, and we got 10 days left.
So you're saying you want to do this now?
I'm saying that if you were to bring like Bug Boy or
that's an offer.
It is.
Down,
Vinny Two Tanks wants a piece of that action. sounds like.
Well, I can't get three divers out on that boat. It tends to get a little.
All right. Well, screw Vinny then. All right. Then so.
I'm way far away.
All right. Well, that sounds like an open invite, guys.
Vinny's on the Death Coast.
Yeah. Well, Bumble Boy, you know, it's tough for him to dive in his gas mask. And I don't think you have a full face mask.
No, I swapped that out with my regulator.
You did? Okay. Yeah. All right. Whenever I go diving. There's that. So, and I guess Barry, being the, you know, this time of year usually is like Hell Week or one of several as it leads up to April 14th because he's an accountant getting April tax 15th, returns.
But it's been pushed forward to July 15th.
So that means like party! It could be, you know,
that means your summer shot.
No, Barry. It means that I'm going to change the office machines to say this office is closed due to the COVID-19.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm encouraged to hear that from Barry because I know he leans a little bit on the, he's a little more on the conservative side of life when it comes to these kind of panic type things because you've been pretty much hunkered down, haven't you?
No.
You don't want to break any rules?
No. I'm not hunkering down.
Oh, so
I'm
you're working. Saying you're a There's rebel.
No one in, I and went you, to my office this yeah. past week. There was almost no one in the building. It was spooky.
You were like the only one breaking all the rules down there? And
did you get
out?
The heebie-jeebies?
I told you before, they consider us as necessary service.
So they haven't met you is what you're saying.
they're requiring, they're telling people that if you need, you know, certain people need to work. Go mm-hmm. to work.
Yeah. And somehow you were able to finagle through that. All right. Well,
someone needs to do the work.
Okay. But now you don't need to because you've been given a reprieve.
Are you saying your coworkers don't work?
I don't have a coworker. I am everything.
He's been in isolation and quarantine for years. But for other reasons.
Barry needs to advertise on Scuba Radio.
What? His tax preparation services? Yeah, that'll interfere with
his
diving.
Nobody listens to the show.
Oh, thanks. Oh. Thanks for that.
If he had more clients, he could afford a bigger boat.
No, I'd need a bigger garage.
That's right. He won't get a bigger boat because he doesn't have a garage to put it in. That's what she said.
It's the opposite of Jaws.
Yeah. Anyway, so what are we... just so we're clear... Yeah, so Barry is saying that.
So what you're saying is Barry is the little man in the boat.
Have you?
What I'm saying is that I have four full tanks.
Yeah.
And a boat full of gas.
Right.
And the boat ramps are still open.
So is it going to be up to?
I don't follow.
Well, is it going to be CJ and Bubble Boy and myself? Is it going to be up to us to make sure you go?
Well, you know something, I will be flying down next week.
I could take the three of you out.
Three of us. That would be me, CJ, and Bubble Boy. Yeah.
Right. One tank apiece and then take you out to the somewhat shallow so you could put in about an hour and a half dive and hopefully catch some bugs.
Yeah.
Good. We've done that before.
Yeah, we were told
with all the gear and the lead and the cooler full of
lobster.
Didn't sink that boat.
No, he's
drugged us behind that boat.
I've taken before. All three of them out before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He drugged me and CJ like human lures.
Yes,
down there through the shallows of South Florida.
Walt has a question.
Walt, go ahead. What do you got, Walt? What are you thinking? Baby? There, what? Go ahead, Walt. Oh, wait. Well, I'll help him out. I think he got Oh, there you are. What, Walt? What are you saying?
Then we could come back to the Hilton and eat those lobster.
Oh, there you go. He had to get that part in. That's for sure. Yeah, understood. Yeah, definitely we need to.
Hang out with Julio.
Julio? Only if things sounds get out like of control.
Speak.
Yeah.
What about Raul and Brad? Will they be there?
It just depends on the night, you know, if it's one of those nights or not. Yeah, I mean, that's possible. That is possible. But so, I mean, if we don't come down, if we get like quarantined where we are, Barry, are you still going to go out on your own or are you going to go?
It would be difficult for me to go out on my boat by myself and dive and then what? Tie the boat around my waist as I'm swimming?
Oh, that would be fun. Sure.
That's a power move.
You to drag that you around. Safe.
That is dedication.
That's dedication.
So, all right. Well,
the boat is his dive flag.
Yeah.
But it's called an anchor, Barry.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, there's an abandoned boat. Let's take it for a ride.
Especially as the boat passes you on the way down.
Right.
Barry's an anchor, baby.
Mm-hmm.
just put a flag up, Barry. They know it's you.
It sounds like a challenge to me, though. It sounds like he's like calling us out, like, hey, let's go diving. So we just got to find out if we're, you know, if there, we
there's
feel
nothing
good
that
about
says
it.
You can't travel. Who says you can't get in your truck and travel?
Well, no one.
Mrs. Greg.
There you go. Now we know the truth.
Ooh. Yeah. Good, Greg.
Okay, there's that. But.
Crack that whip.
Yeah. All right, whatever. You guys suck. But
call it out on the radio.
If we do, you got to find the spots, though, Barry. Are you going to scope it out or what?
It's,
if we
it's,
do this?
Can you call your buddy, I forget the name, Chiefy?
No, Barry. He's telling you to do it on your own. He doesn't want to do nothing.
No, you need to get some info from Chiefy. We
listen to my representative, Jerry, there. I think he got it right. More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What would you think if I dove in the sea? Would you stand there or dive in with me? Forget all your fears and take a big giant stride and find out what it's like to be free. Ooh, I'll go dive with a little help from my fins. Yeah, stay alive and watch for signs of the bends. I'll go dive with a little help. I'll go dive with a little help from my fins.
We apologize in advance. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy in the studio, Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks, and even Jerry the Diver Guy, connected via the web as a Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. But that's not enough. We need some voices of reason, or at least a little bit better, you know, experience. And that would bring us to the Dive God, Mr. Neil Watson. How are you, buddy?
One day at a time, bro. One day at a time.
Yeah, now I don't know if Neil wants to take credit, but the song that we played earlier about the no corona underwater, he did consult and provide some contributions to that little ditty. Do you want to take credit or blame?
No, I'm more interested in royalties, like maybe a bottle of rum or something.
Okay, well, one can dream. One can dream. But, Neil, I know, you know, as a member of the dive industry, it's been tough. And do you have any words of encouragement for, you know, divers or members of the industry that are just trying to figure out a way to survive through this chaos? Or what do you think?
You know, well, I mean, the one thing the dive industry has going for it is their divers are so passionate about their sport. When it does come back, the divers will max out that credit card or dig out the money under that mattress and take a dive vacation, where the leisure traveler may hold off a little while.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I'll take hurricanes over
this craziness, right? Yeah. You know, I will say, and, you know, I've talked to Neil off the air and a lot of members of the dive industry. This is the worst deal. You know, the industry's not alone. Everybody's dealing this. You don't have to be a diver. You don't have to be a member of the dive industry, but you know, we've never seen anything like this. So we're all in this crazy chaos together. And all you can do, as Willie Klein was saying earlier in the show, I guess, is just look ahead to the potential rebound and the pent up demand everybody will have to get out there and go diving once the smoke clears, so to speak, in this craziness, right?
Well, I'm just praying for a rapid recovery. If this thing's over in 3 to 4 weeks, we'll rebound fast, mm-hmm. and it'll be a great recovery. If it drags on for months, we're going to have a tough recovery.
It's exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So, and everybody's in the same, you know, like I said, that doesn't just apply to the dive industry, but it hits us extra hard and extra quick because so much is travel related. Whether you're going to the Bahamas or any other place around the world to dive, these exotic locations, you know, you have to be able to get there. And, you know, that was one of the first things that kind of, you know, shut down. And as a result, everything has, you know, stopped, you know, screeched to a halt. So you're right. We can only hope that this will, you know, be a short-term situation and we can navigate it to lessen the pain as much as possible. But we have each other. In the meantime, you know, lean on your dive buddy. You know, thank God we have people like Neil that I can call and joke about making a goofy little song. Like, I don't know if there's any truth to this, but I guess one more time, it's worth playing this, don't you think? Let's see. Here we go.
If you hate to stay indoors to avoid all those corona spores, there is one place that you can go that we all know way down below.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
Maintain social distance or dive in a wet existence. You can drown that virus in the sea and make it safe for you and me. So if you're up for the task, all you need is your dive mask. You won't need a respirator when you use your regulator.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
You know, it's funny. The second time around, not nearly as good as the first. Yeah, I thought it was supposed to get better, but I don't know. Going through.
That's one of those things that's going to stick in my head and I'm going to hate you for it.
Yeah, it's an earworm. That's what we were shooting for. And hopefully we succeeded, but we apologize.
I think it'd be better with a bottle of rum.
Well,
everything's better with a bottle of rum.
Hell yeah.
I agree with you, Neil.
By the way, Neil, I'm smoking your cigars since I couldn't come on my trip.
Oh, fine. Well, you know, don't smoke them all because Bimini ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, we got no coronavirus in Bimini yet. Actually, there's, I think, only 3 or 4 cases in the Bahamas, and that's in Nassau. So the rest of the 699 islands is corona free.
Okay, no, wait a minute. No more cases of corona beer? God, no. Well, you don't need that. You got Kalik.
I've been having the Kalik virus for years. I woke up morning with the Kalik virus. Terrible.
Yes. Well, that's what a diver does. That's, you know, when right. You can't dive, you can't get to your favorite spot, whether it's Bimini or anywhere else in the world where you can do a little diving. You got to make the best of it. Smile, reach out to your friends, lift them up if they're feeling bummed out, And, you know, we'll keep doing our little thing. So make sure you join us here every week. Neil, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks, pal.
You got it. All right. Look, that'll do it for this week of the big show.
Goodbye.
It's tough. It's a tough time, but we'll get through it together. Right, gang?
Corona underwater.
See, it works. Sorry about that. All right. On that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up till next week. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang? Come on.
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love here down in the
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.